We begin the current daf Masechta the Sanhedrin daf Yud Beis. Begin on the bottom of Yud Alma Beis, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues the theme and the discussion with the previous daf, discussing the laws of Ibur Hashanah, of intercalating a year, adding another month to the year. Says the Gemara, Tarabon Lemna Braisa, Ema Abrinas Hashanah, we do not extend the year as we continue on top of Yud Beis and Aleph, B'shnei Raven, in a year of famine, and because the grain has already been depleted, there's not that much food going around, and the people need to eat from what's called chadash, from the new grain. They can only do that once the 16th of Nisan passes, when they bring the carbon to Omer. And right now we're at going into the next year. When do we add the extra month? Instead of Nisan, it becomes an Adar Sheni. If we would extend the year, we'd have to wait another month till the new grain. So therefore, since it's a hunger year, people are waiting desperately for the new crop and they can't eat it yet. Therefore, in the year of famine, we do not make an Ibur Hashanah. We don't extend the year. Tanya Lunda Brais said that it elaborates on this halacha. Rabbi Emri says, the Pasuk in Malachim Beis says, the ish bo me Baal Shalesha, that a man came from this place called Baal Shalesha. The Yoveh le'Israel, they came and they brought to the man of God, referring to Elisha, lechem bikurim, the first breads, which sounds like it's talking about the bread of the Aviv, of the first ripened grains, which it's only right now that it ripened, which is the bikurim, the first fruits. Estrim lechem sa'irim, 20 barley breads of a goymer, etc. Now, explains Rebbe, ve'en lecho kala b'chol Eretz Yisrael levashal periseo. There is no part of Eretz Yisrael that quickened to ripen and mature its produce. Yisim b'al shalesha, that's the earliest place where the grain ripens. Va'af apikin, and in spite of that, this person was bringing the grain from Baal Shalesha, le'bircha eleminechad, and still there was only one type of grain, one type of produce that had already ripened, which was the barley. As he elaborates, he says, and if you're going to say, oh, the bread that he brought was wheat bread, which they're what's called a phalus, they're the late harvest. And oh, that's why it took that much time until after Pesach, because they harvest late. But it's not reflective on all the produce. And that says, Rebbe, no, Tamalei Mesayim, that's what the Pesach says, barley. Barley is early, and still, even though it's early, and we're talking about a place which matures fast, and it was still only one type of grain. Now, Shematem Lefnei Omer, and if you're going to say, oh, okay, but this was before the Omer, and therefore it actually matured in its rightful time, it didn't just mature, on that says Rabbi No, Tamalema, the Pasuk says, Ten La'am V'yechelu, that he said, give it to the people and let them eat, which tells us, Achar Omer Hayu, that must have been, that was already after the Omer, and was permitted for people to eat it right now, and even so, that there was from the fastest maturing place, and it was from something that usually is matured early, which is barley, and it's already after the time of Pesach already, and still there was barely any food. So Emma Me'ata says, Rabbi, from what this you see is Ru'uya Haisa Isa Shana Shatasaber. It would have been very fitting for that year to have been extended, because as we said, one of the three reasons that we extend the year is because of the Aviv. It's not yet time. We're already in Nisan over here in this incident. And still, the majority of Eretz Yisrael did not yet have Aviv, didn't have the ripening of the first grains. Because this incident was after the 16th of Nisan, because it was permitted for them to eat. And yet still, the only thing that matured was from this place of Baal Shalesha, and there was only barley. And therefore, it's not really Chedesh Aviv. So, then why didn't Elisha extend that year? As we said before, Sheshnas B'tzoris Haisa, because it was a year of famine, as one could see from the Pesukim over there. V'hoya kol rotz in the basic corners, everyone was running to the granary, plotting, waiting until they could have from the new grain, and although it wasn't yet Aviv, if they would have done that, it would have extended the famine another month longer, and therefore they didn't extend that year. Again, like we said, we do not make a Ibur Hashanah in the Shnas Ra'avin. Tanraban, Linda Braisa, another qualification of what we don't do when it comes to extending the year is Ema Abinas Hashano. We do not extend the year, meaning the court does not sit down Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, to look into this and to see and to say that if we're going to extend this year to make two Adars. Now the reason for this is because people will forget if they made it, extended it so early in the year that people are not going to recall. And what's really Adar Sheni, they're going to think is Pesach, and then when it comes time for the real Pesach, they're going to be eating chametz because they're going to say, what do you mean? It's not Nisan, it's Iyar right now. So therefore, you're not allowed to extend it so early in the year. Now, v'imru imibruah einam muberes, and says the Tanakhama, if they did extend it, then it's not extended. It's not a valid Ibur Hashanah if it's done before halfway of the year, meaning before Rosh Hashanah. Avol b'mnehatchat, but says the Brisa, but if it's a pressing situation, because let's say the concern may be that the higher ups in the courts are not going to be available near Adar, or maybe actually the Roman kings will not let them do the Jewish law of Ibra Hashanah, so then ma'abrin Isa, so then they could extend the year, but they'll notify the people in the diaspora Acher Rish Hashanah, only after Rish Hashanah, miyad, but immediately right after Rish Hashanah, they'll tell them that they extended the year. But, v'af al pikein, in spite of that, ema abrin, but they don't extend it right then over there by after Tishrei, in some other 2 months. Ella, rather, only when it reaches Adar, then they're going to make it into 2 Adars. So, again, one should only do this after Rish Hashanah. In a pressing situation, that they can sit down, but they're only going to notify them after Rosh Hashanah, but even when they do that, the only month that they're going to extend is after the first Adar to make an Adar Sheni. Now that the Gemara asks, "Ini, is that really so?" But v'shalchu le'le Rav, they had sent a coded message to Rav as follows: 2 messages. They sent him Zug, a peer, referring to 2 Tamid Chachamim. Bomer Rakis was coming from Rakis, which is a reference to Tveria. V'tavsu Neshen, the eagle snatched them, meaning refers to the Persian army. Ubiyadim dvarm hanase baluz, and in their hand were things that are made in luz. Umayniu, what was that referring to? Tchelus, where tchelus was made in luz, as the Gemara says in Seitim and Vav Amambeis, which this is refers to luz, which is where they died tchelus. Now, but the message, that part of the message ended, b'schus harachamim ubeschusam, in the merit of the mercy and in their own merit, yatz b'shalom, they left in peace. That was message number one. Then the message continued, v'amuse yirechi nachshin, that the officers from the loins of Nachshon, meaning that which come out the descendants of Nachshon, which refers to the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, who he's from the descendants of Nachshon ben Amminadav, who he was the first of old Nasim from the tribe of Yehuda, bikshu lekvaya nitziv echad. They attempted to establish 1 officer, meaning, as we'll see, that nitziv is a reference to a month, and it means they wanted to add on 1 more month on the year, meaning to extend the year. But that adoimit did not allow, which refers to the Roman government that had a decree of Shmad, not letting the Jewish people practice their religion. But in spite of that, the men of the assembly, referring to the Sanhedrin, to the Talmid Chacham, they gathered. And they did establish 1 officer. In the month that Aaron HaKohen passed away, which refers to Av, which is when he passed away. But one thing the Gemara asks, what we see from this second coded message, was that because of the pressing situation, because the Roman government didn't let, they went and they analyzed in the extension of the year, make it Ibar Shana, even before Rosh Hashanah, it was an Av, which is before Tishrei. And that takes then the Adar, you see that you could do it before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, no chashuvi machshavi. The calculations could be done before Rosh Hashanah. But giluyi lo megalo, but they won't reveal to the people that they extended the year until after Rosh Hashanah, because or else that the people in the diaspora are going to forget it by the time the second Adar rolls around. And that's what we're saying, that yeah, you're supposed to do it as late as possible. In a pressing situation, you could do it right after Rosh Hashanah, but that's that you could reveal it right after Rosh Hashanah. But to calculate, that could be done in the pressing situation even before Rosh Hashanah, as we see in this incident that they already did it in Av. Now the Gemara clarifies, my mashma the high nitziv, what is the understanding that this word in the coded message they sent of nitziv, of the officer, lishna diyarchu, is the terminology of a month? Says the Gemara, the Sivik, we find elsewhere that it alludes to a month, as it says in Pasuk Melacham Aleph, it says, v'lishleima yishneim asa nitzivim, that Shleima had 12 officers, 12 appointees, al kol Yisrael, regarding all the Jewish people, to collect the taxes, v'kilklu asa melech v'es, and the Gemara says, beisai, that they supported the king and his family, chedesh b'shana, each one for a particular month in the year, which it was responsible for each one to support him. So you see that the term of nitzivim, each one of the officers correlated to a month, so you see that idea that nitziv would refer to and allude to the month, and that's why when they wanted to refer to and allude that they wanted to extend 1 more month, they used the terminology of nitziv. Now, however, the Gemara asked parenthetically a contradiction on this pasuk, that there was 12 officers for the 12 months, but v'ksiv, there's a pasuk later on there that says, even the tziv echad ha-shebar, it says there was only 1 officer, were there 12 or was there 1? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Nachman, Charama, one of them says, echad memun al-kulam, the one that it says that it was over the land was the one that oversaw all of the other 12. B'charam, and the other one says, no, there was 12, but keneged chedesh iba, the one that says 1, was correlating to in the Shana Mu'beres, then that extra 1 was the one who supported in the other Sheni. So that would be 1 plus 12 would be 13 when you have a leap year. Tanan bar Linda Brisa. Again, another qualification of what we don't do. Ein ma'abed nesashana, we do not extend the year, meaning make an extra month. Loi mishana l'chaverta, not from 1 year to the next. In other words, if let's say they calculated that the coming year needs to be extended, we do not extend this year because of the needs of the coming year. Rather, the year that needs it, for whatever the reasons, as we said, for three different reasons it would need it, then that year is when you extend it, not the year before. Additionally, we do not make a leap year 3 years consecutively. Because if that would happen, then the years are going to be totally disoriented in the sense of how the lunar year matched up with the solar year, because then the third Nisan is going to come out in the middle of the summer. And that's not appropriate because it's supposed to be B'chadish Aviv. So therefore, we never do three in a row. Now, because again, every time you add another month, it pushes it further. And therefore, it's going to be it come out in the summer and not in its appropriate time in the spring. So Reb Shimon says, Ma'isim Reb Akiva, he disagrees. He says, there was an incident with Reb Akiva, Shei Chavish Beveis Hasum, who was locked up in prison, Ve'ibr Shalosh Ham, Zuach Hazor, and he extended 3 consecutive years, and therefore you see that you do such a thing. So Amr Lay, they said to him, Misham Rai, from there to proof, Bezdin Yashu B'kavu Achas Achas Bezmanoi. There, the court set and they established it, each one in its appropriate time. In other words, they did not extend 3 consecutive years. And meaning it wasn't one after another. It's just because Rabbi Akiva was a great sage, and he was very proficient in the laws of Ibar HaShana, and he was, as that incident was, about to be executed. So the courts came and sat with him, and they analyzed regarding the analysis of 3 years of extending them, but not ones that were consecutive, rather each one in their appropriate time. Because as we say, because of pressing situations, the calculations could be even way before. But the revelation of them is going to be only in the appropriate time. So therefore, it wasn't consecutive. It was just the analysis that was at one time. But for whatever the 3 years, whenever they're going to be. That's one version. Rashi brings another version. When the Tanakhama said that you can't have Gimel Shalom Mezuach Harzu, the Tanakhama was actually forbidding even not to analyze the extension of 3 years, one after another, in one sitting, even if they would extend it in their individual times. Whereas Reb Shimon said that, no, you see from the incident of Reb Akiva that the analysis did happen at one time. That the Tanakhama, the Chacham responded, says, well, from there, you're going to bring a proof? But there, the courts, they sat afterwards, every single year that they were extending, they sat down and made a new establishment and a new analysis of it, and they didn't rely on that what they had with Rabbi Akiva. It's just that because Rabbi Akiva was a great sage, so they consulted him regarding those 3 when he was still alive. But regarding even the Cheshbon, they did it individually in each year, and therefore there's no raya from the incident of Rabbi Akiva. You can't even do the analysis of all those 3 years, even if they're going to be in a period of 9 years. You can't have them all at the same time. Tarn Bar Linda Brisa. Again, Eima Abin Nesashan, another qualification of what we don't do regarding the extension of the year. We do not extend the year Loi B'Shvi'is, not in the Shemitah year, because in the Shemitah year one's not allowed to work the land, and it's going to be extending the prohibition of working the land, which is going to delay even longer about getting produce. And V'Loi B'Matzah Shvi'is, not the year after the Shemitah, meaning in the 8th year, meaning the first year of the next cycle, because since all the old produce was eaten up during the Shemitah year, and they're planting and plowing now in the 8th year, but they have to wait till the 16th of Nisan to go ahead and eat from the new produce, and it's going to be extending the Isra of Chadash another month longer. Therefore, that year, we don't extend that year either. Now, Amos Ibrahim La'aber says the Brisa, so what year is normally that they would extend? That's Erev Shvi'is. That's actually the 6th year, the year before the Shemitah year, because actually that extends for them another month that they could work the land. Now, however, Shalbeis Rebbe Gamliel, Hoyu Ma'abrim B'Matzah Shvi'is, the household of Rebbe Gamliel, they actually would extend the year even in the year after a Shemitah cycle, because they were not concerned regarding saying that the old produce was already eaten up. Because they hold that the herbs and the produce could be imported from outside of Eretz Yisrael, from the lands which were plowed and planted in the Shemitah year, which the Omer of the 7th year permits the produce no matter where it is. So since they could import, so it's not a problem in the eighth year. What do you mean? The in Eretz Yisrael, there's no food. It's no problem. You could import, and therefore that's not a reason why not to extend the eighth year. Now explains the Gemara, but plucked it down the Tanoi. This machlekes between Beis Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakama is actually the same machlekes we have the Tanakh learned in the following brisa. The Tanakama, this brisa says, Ein mevin yerek mechutz la'aretz. You're not allowed to bring in, not allowed to import vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's the same as the Tanakama in this previous brisa that we had. So since you can't import, so the eighth year would not be a good year to extend, because then the only food is from Eretz Yisrael, and you can't have it until you, because you're adding an extra adar before you get to the 16th of Nisan. Whereas Rabbi Seinu Hitiru, the brisa quotes, but our teachers, they permit importing, which is the same as Ring Lil said, yeah, you can import. So what's the problem about it making the eighth year into Ibriyar? Now, says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference between them? In other words, regarding what are they disagreeing? Reb Yirmiya, chayshin legushein ik benayu. The difference between them is, are we concerned for the clods of earth that are attached to the vegetables that which grow in the ground? Because maybe when you're importing the vegetables, maybe some of the earth of the lands of the nations are going to come into Eretz Yisrael, which transmits tumah in the oil, and if it's in the same canopy or covering as a person, and it will make the things that are tar in Eretz Yisrael tummy. So it's regarding that that they disagree. Rabbi Leil and the Rabbi Sein hold we're not concerned for that, and therefore you could import. Tanakama of both brises hold you are, and therefore you can't import, and therefore that's not a good year, the eighth year, when you have no other food besides that of Eretz Yisrael to extend the year and make it longer, the Isra of Chadash. Tanabon in the brisa. Again, Ema Abra Nesashana, another thing that we do not extend the year for is Neha Tuma, because of Tuma. In other words, if let's say the Nasi, which every Jewish person has to make himself Tame to the Nasi, who's the leader of the Jewish people, when he dies. So let's say he's ill, and it was evaluated that he's probably going to die around Erev Pesach or a few days before that, which thus the majority of the Jewish people or everyone is going to be Tame when it's time to bring the Karban Pesach. Or let's say the majority of the Jewish people were tummy at the end of Adar, and they depleted their supply of the ashes of the Paraduma. And right now they can't find any red heifer to go ahead and use to purify the Jewish people. So what ultimately is going to be, that means to say by this Pesach, people are going to be tummy. That's not enough of a reason to extend the year. Rather, you'll bring the Karban Pesach in the state of tummy, which is permitted when the majority of the Jewish people are tummy. No, he says, no, for that reason we would extend the year, so that it'll give time for people to come Tahar, so that the month of Nisan will be a month later, and then they'll be Tahar by the time it's time for them to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, Amr Behuda says, Ma'isa Bechizkiah Melch Yehuda was the incident with Chizkiah, the king of Judea, She'ibres Hashanah Neha Tumah, that he extended the year because of Tumah, meaning because the Jewish people had become Tameh in the days of his father Achaz, who had the people do Avodah Zarah, which would make them tummy, and because they weren't concerned for the laws of the Torah in his days. Now, Chizkiah, his son, was bringing the people back b'tshuva, to back to the Torah ways. Now, he knew that he wouldn't have time to get the Jewish people in this great numbers to become tar before Pesach. So he was ma'abed Hashan, he extended the year to give him another month till he got them tar in time for Pesach. Now, but however, he beseeched mercy regarding himself that he should be forgiven for this sin for having extended the year because of Tumah, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda himself is quoting this incident, and he himself said that you could be ma'abed Hashan because of Tumah. Why then would Chizkiah have been mevakesh racham on himself for having been ma'abed Hashan because of Tumah? But either way, the source for this is the Chesiv, like it says, the pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis says, "Ki marbe sa'am," because it was the multitudes of the people, rabbis from Ephraim and Manasseh, Yisachar, Zvulun, many people from the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, Yisachar, Zvulun, the lohi tahara, that they didn't become tahara yet. It says, "You continue to Yamim Beis, ki achlu es haPesach b'loy kakasav," and that is so because of that he extended the year, they ate the Karban Pesach not as it's written. In other words, in its appropriate time, because since he extended the year because of Tumah, which that's why he asked for mercy for himself, which was inappropriate, as we'll explain. So, ki hispal Chizkiah alehem lemer, but however, Chizkiah davened on them, saying, Hashem atevi chapaba, that Hashem, the good one, will atone for this, that although it was wrong that I extended the year, but he'll forgive me for this. That's Rabbi Huda. He says, he says, if it's because of Tumah that, as we described the situation with the Nasi, whatever it is, that the Jewish people are Tumah, and that's why they extend the year, then the year is extended. Ella b'mnei ma'bikash rachamim alatmi. So then why did Chizkiyo ask for mercy on himself if that's an okay thing to extend the year for? Is she'ema aben ela adar, because the halach is you could only extend the month of when you're in adar. But v'hu ibra nisan b'nisan, but he extended the year in nisan. Meaning after that the Jewish people had already sanctified the first day of the month of Nisan, then he retracted and he made it into a second Adar. That's already too late. That's what he did, and that's what he asked mercy for. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon, he says in the name of Reb Shimon that no, actually, that he did not extend the year. Rather, the reason what he was asking mercy for was because he convinced the Jewish people that since they were tummy, not to do it on the Pesach Rishon, which is on the 14th of Nisan, but rather to do it in Pesach Shein, which is the 14th of Iyar, which is inappropriate. And as we'll explain later, what was his cheshbon before and after, and that's why he was mavakash rachamim for himself, that he convinced them to do a Pesach Shein. So the Gemara explains the different opinions. Amar, that the Tana had quoted Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin. He says that you could extend the year to add an extra Adar Sheini because of the Jewish people being in a state of Tumah. So on that says the Gemara, Alma Isla Rabbi Yehuda Tumah D'chuyehi B'tziba. What you see from Rabbi Yehuda is that he holds that Tumah is just overridden when it comes to a public need. In other words, it was with great difficulty that the Torah permitted Tumah for the public. Meaning, as much as possible, we would try and attempt that the Jewish people should, even as a majority, even as a public, should do it in a state of purity. Now, that's why we would extend the year, so that, although that they could bring the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah, when the majority of the Jewish people are Tumah, but it's what's called Dchuya, not Hutra. Hutra means totally permitted. Dchuya, it's just, we override it, but we prefer that not to happen either. So therefore, if we could extend the year and then it'll be Tahar, we do that. On that, as the Gemara, but Vatani Litna Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself. Because here it seems to indicate that he holds Tumah Dechuya. But we learn the following Braisa as follows. Regarding the tzitz, which was the plate that was worn by the Kohen on his forehead, it said Kodesh Lashem. So says the Tana Kama, Bein Shieshnai Al Metzle, whether that the tzitz was on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol at the time when something of Tumah happened in the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon. Maybe even if the Kohen Gadol wasn't happened to have wearing the tzitz at that moment, either way, miratza, it will atone regarding the tumah of the carbon, that it should be brought willingly in front of Hashem. That's the Reb Shimon. Behudah, he disagrees. He says, no, oide al metzchah miratza, as the Gemara elsewhere brings that each one of the vestments of the Kohen Gadol was an atonement for something else. So when it's on his forehead, then it atones. But says Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not on his forehead at that time, then it won't function in that capacity, and it will not provide atonement for that carbon that became tummy. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon responded back to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "What Kohen Gadol? But the Kohen Gadol, when he came into the Kadesh Hakadoshim, the holiest of holies, B'yom Kippurim, Yechiach will prove my point." Because at that point, She'ein al Metzchoi, when he comes into the Holy Holies in Yom Kippur, the tzitz is not on his forehead because he doesn't wear the golden vestments, and because it's in Kateka Nasa Senege, he doesn't wear gold, only the four white garments when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Now, if at that point something tumah would happen with Kachim, we know Maratza, it would provide an atonement. So you see that it works, says Reb Shimon, even if it's not on his forehead. On that, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda responded back to him. He says, no, Hanach l'Yom Kippurim, leave the service of Yom Kippur, where every one of the services on Yom Kippur is all the service of the Tzibur. There's no private karbanos that are brought in Yom Kippur. It's all for the public. And Shetumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And since it's a Navoide for the Tzibur, the halacha is that Tumah is totally permitted, and therefore you don't need the Tzitz to be Meratza. It's Tzitz is meratzah, it provides an atonement if it was something done wrong in Tumah. So the Tzitz says, okay, after the fact, it will help it go through. But here that it's all avoided for the Tzibur, avoided Tzibur, it's totally permitted. We don't need a Tzitz meratzah. So yeah, although there's no Tzitz on the Kohen Gadol, it's going to be meratzah, not because the Tzitz is helping, but because you don't need the Tzitz because it's avoided for the Tzibur. That's their discussion. But one thing we see from Yehuda's statement is that he holds that it's totally permitted. Not just dechuya, it's hutra. It's not just overridden, it's totally permitted. If that's the case, then why does he say that you would be ma'abed Hashem because of tumah? Why? It's totally permitted for the tumah of the tzibur if the majority are tummy. So why would we go ahead and extend the year because of that? Now, the Gemara responds back to the questioner, wait, well, the taimeich, according to your reasoning, tikshulach higufa, You could ask the Braisa, which we alluded to this question on Aleph, in the Braisa itself, Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ma'abin, he was quoted as saying that you could extend the year because of Tama. And V'am Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'isa b'chizkim el Yehuda, there was an incident with chizkim el Yehuda, she'ibes ha'shanem ne'ar Tama, that he extended the year because of Tama. U'bikish rachem alatzim, and then he asked for mercy himself. You just said you could extend because of Tama. So, and that's what Chizki did. So why is he asking for mercy as if he did something wrong? Why does he need kapara if he did an okay halacha? Ella rather answers the Gemara, Chesur mechzer b'hachik tani. Must be that word's missing in the Braisa. And this is the way it's read. And then also your question won't be difficult. Eima abrin asashonam ne'atoma. You have to read the Tanakam held that you do not extend the year because of Tama, but v'imibrua mu'beris. But the Tanakam, and this is what we're mending, held that although you don't, but if it's done, it is extended. And that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eini Mu'beris. Yehuda's opinion, we're shifting now, is that he holds actually that you cannot extend the year, and the reason is because, as we established from that other brice, is because he holds Tuma is Hutra Bitsib, is totally permitted. And therefore it would be extending the year for no purpose whatsoever, and therefore that's not a legitimate reason to extend the year. And even if you do it, it's not an extension. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was bringing the story to show that Chizkiyahu realized he did something wrong by extending the year because of Tuma. Now, that the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, then when Reb Shimon Omer, the next opinion of Braisa, Reb Shimon who says, that if it's because of Tuma that they extended the year, then it's extended. Well, that's a Tanakama. In other words, now that we're changing it, beforehand we had read it, that Tanakama says you cannot extend it. Reb Shimon says you could extend it. Reb Shimon then said, if you extend it, it's extended. So it sounded like we had three different opinions. One for sure not, one for sure yet, one you shouldn't, but if you do, it's okay. But now that you're describing, you're changing, you're saying Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you cannot, Tanakama, although he says that you shouldn't, he says, but if you did it, it's extended. But that sounds exactly like Rabbi Shimon, who says that only if you did it, it's going to work. So what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama? And that Amar Rabbi says, the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is initially going ahead and extending the year because of Tuma. And the Tanakama, clearly in the way we're amending it, holds that initially, l'ketchila, you should not extend it. If you did, because of Tuma, then it will work. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, he actually holds that you could be ma'abed shana even l'ketchila, even initially, even in an exception, because of Tuma. Now, so why does he say a terminology of if you did it because of Tuma, then it's mu'beris? It's only because he's going on what Rabbi Yehuda right before him had said. Rabbi Yehuda says that if Ibrua ain't a mu'beris, and that he's disagreeing, he says, no, it is mu'beris, but the truth is he holds that not even only after the fact, even like a tchili, he would hold that you could go ahead and be ma'abed the shana. Tanam Hoche, similar in the Braisa, that's the difference between Tanakama and Reb Shimon, that Tanakama says, Eima abed nes ha'shanim emnei ha'tumah l'ketchila, that initially, one is not allowed to be ma'abed ha'shan because of tumah. If it was done, then it's done. Again, where Reb Yehuda holds that even after the fact, it's not done. And Reb Shimon, Eima ma'abed, he says, no, you could even initially go ahead and extend the year because of tumah. So then he addressed the question, what did Chizki do wrong that he's asking for atonement if you're initially even allowed to go ahead and extend the year because of tumah? Is She'ima Aben El Ad, because although he was allowed to extend the year because of Tuma, but you're only allowed to extend it in the month of Adar. Rahu Ibra Nisan Ben Nisan, but he extended the month of Nisan in Nisan, is that when he extended and he pushed it off when it was ready in Nisan? That's not allowed, and for that he asked atonement. Now, Amamar, the Gemara explains this now, that the Tana said, She'ima Aben El Adar, because you're only allowed to extend it in the month of Adar. But who Ibra Nisan and Nisan, but he already extended the next year of Nisan in the month of Nisan already, which that's already too late. Now, the Gemara actually asks, how could Chizkiah have even thought to do that? Then he asked for atonement, but v'lesle the Chizkiah, doesn't Chizkiah hold of what the Pasuk says in Shema Yisrael, says, HaChidish HaZeh Lachem, this month, meaning referring to the month of Nisan, is your month, which teaches you Zen Nisan, that this month is Nisan, Ve'en Acher Nisan, and another month cannot be Nisan, meaning when you already established this month as Nisan, you cannot then go ahead and then change your mind and make it into the second Adar and make the following month into Nisan. So doesn't Chizkiyah hold of this pasuk and that drasha? How could he have made that mistake? Says the Gemara, no, he didn't do that. But Tobi de Shmuel, he made an error in the halacha of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel said, Ima Aber Nes Hashana B'yam Shleishim Shalad. He says, you cannot extend. Of course, Chizkiyah didn't do it in Nisan. But Shmuel goes even further. He says, you cannot extend the year on the 30th day of Adar. Meaning, if the court did not sit down to go ahead and decide to extend the year until the 30th day of Adar, then they cannot go ahead and extend the year anymore, even though technically it's not even Nisan yet. Why? Ha'il v'ro, since today, the 30th of Adar, is fit, l'kai v'nisan, you could technically make this day the first day of Nisan if you're going to make the previous month of Adar into Chasar, into only 29 days. So therefore, you can't even do it now on the 30th day of Adar. You can't say, okay, this will be day 30 of Adar, or to make this day Adar Sheni, you can't do that. Because since technically it could already be Nisan, you can't even be ma'abrit it anymore. Now, v'ihu, but him, Chizkiah, initially, Sava, he held that we don't say, oh, since it's fit to be Nisan, so then you cannot go ahead and make it Adar Sheni anymore, and therefore he extended the year. But ultimately, he retracted and he admitted to this halacha of Shmuel, and therefore he beseeched mercy for himself for having done the wrong thing. Tanam halacha, similar in the Braisa, that it's not just Shmuel leda mara, but we had this already in the times of the Tanaim, that ima abr nesashan abiyam shleishim shal adi, and now let it go ahead and extend the year on the 30th day of Adar, ha'il v'ro l'kavim nisan, since it's fit to already make a nisan, that itself already makes it a chedesh zelachem, you cannot make it anymore into an Adar Sheni, into an extended year. Now the Braisa continued and said, Reb Shimon Yehuda, Imer Mishum Reb Shimon, he said a different reason why Chizkiah was mevakesh rachma for himself, what he had done wrong, was not because he extended the year, was Mamnesha Hisi Yes Yisrael Lasas Pesach Sheni. Everyone agrees the context was because the Jewish people would tell me, they had said, and therefore he extended the year because of that. He says, no, he didn't extend the year. And actually by the first Pesach, the majority were tell me. Now, but what he did was, is that he didn't let them bring the Karban Pesach, he rather pushed them off to Pesach Sheni, and he realized later that that was wrong. So the Gemara explains, Hecha Dami, what was the case? What happened actually that in the beginning he first convinced them to do Pesach Sheni, at the end he retracted and he realized he did the wrong thing. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi says, Kagoin, for example, it would be talking about that what happened then was, Shal Yisrael Mechta Tamei Mechta Tar, that the Jewish people were 50-50, half were Tamei and half were Tar, which Rashi says doesn't necessarily mean 50-50, rather, as we're going to explain, that the males had more people that were Tamei, the majority were Tamei than were Tar. Now, but however, the women had more women that were tahar than that were tummy. Now, so therefore, what ended up happening was that benashim mashlimis letahayim, that the women complemented the tahar status of the majority of the census of the people, meaning regarding the ones that were 50% tahar by the men, va'itvus aleim, and therefore the women actually weighed over. And if you calculated the men and the women together as one, both the ones that were tamei and tahar, it turned out, since there were so many tahar women, they tipped the scales and made that the majority of the Jewish people at the time were tahar. Now, there's a machlekes in Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, there is an opinion that holds that women are obligated to bring the Karban Pesach when it's the first Pesach, meaning on the 14th of Nisan. Now, there is an opinion that holds that no, even then, women are only permitted, but they're not obligated. Now, Chizkiah, mi'ikara saver, initially he thought, nashim berishon chayva, that women, by the first, meaning by the primary time, which, unless if you're Tami, you bring it by Pesach Sheni, but by the primary, the first, of meaning by the 14th of Nisan, that women are obligated, and therefore they're combined for the census to calculate regarding the majority of the Jewish people, because if the majority are Tami, they could bring it. Tumo is permitted b'tzibur. If the majority are tahar, then those that are tamei cannot bring it, then they have to bring it by Pesach Sheni. So since he calculated the women with them, so it turned out to have a mi'utin tamei, that only the minority of the Jewish people at that time were tamei, and umi'utin mitchil Pesach Sheni, therefore those that were tamei can't bring it then, they have to bring it only by Pesach Sheni. And therefore he pushed them off to Pesach Sheni. Not all of a sudden, but then later he held, that Nashim Barishin Rishus, that actually the women, even by the first Karban Pesach, are only permitted. And therefore they don't combine with the census because they're not part of the obligatory members that have to bring a Karban Pesach. And therefore it actually comes out to Havalu Tumeim Ruba. So since the majority, instead of only calculating men, not women, turns out the most of the men were Tumei. The halach is that actually the majority of the Jewish people don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. It's only ish, a man, an individual, when it's a minority of the Jewish people that get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but not the tzibur, as the Gemara Pesachim says, and that's what he asked for atonement for, because he had these people calculated as the minority, and therefore said, no, you got to wait till Pesach Sheni, but when then he realized the women are not part of the count, turns out the majority were tamei, and therefore they were supposed to do it Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni, that's what he asked atonement for. Like Moses says, Gufo, we had mentioned that Amar Shmuel, Ima Abed Nesashana Beim Shleishim Shalad, we do not extend the year of adding Adar Sheni on if it's the 30th day of Adar. Ha'il V'ro, L'kav V'Nisan, since it fit to make it into already the first of Nisan, it's already too late, you can't extend this year anymore. Now the Gemara asked, however, Ibrua, if they did extend the year, in violation of this Halacha of Shmuel, my, what's the Halacha? So Ma'ulay says, okay, so they extended the year, but Ima Kachin Es HaChidish, but you don't sanctify that Adar Sheni. In other words, you don't say Mekudish, like the court does, where they sanctify it, to make it into the second Adar. Because since, as we said from Shmuel, since it's fit to make it into Nisan, so really it should already be qualified as Zen Nisan ve'en Acher Nisan. And this is Nisan, you can't make any following month into Nisan. So rather what they do is they're silent. When the next month comes around, then they sanctify it for Nisan. Now, the Gemara has, however, let's say Kidshu, let's say in violation of Ula's law. Not only did they extend the year, but they even sanctified, said Mekudesh. My, what would the halacha be over there? So Amar Rava, Rava says, in that case, Batal Iber. If they went so far, that actually will void the whole extending of the Adar Sheni of that year. It's not going to be Adar Sheni, it's going to be Nisan. Rav Nachman Ami says, no. Me'uber u'mekudesh. Even though they violated these two halachas, ultimately it will be extended, and it will be sanctified. On that, Amalei Rava, Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman, his disputant, who Rav Nachman said that, yeah, it will be Me'uber u'mekudesh, whereas Rava said, no, the whole thing's out, now it's no more an extended year. He says, Mechdi, let's see. Says, Mipuri lepischa, between the period of Purim and Pesach, is tlos in yom hava, is 30 days. Now, umipuria, therefore, by default, from Purim already, there's shina behilchas ha-Pesach. The rabbis are lecturing in the halachas of Pesach, because the Tanu and the Braisa, shaylin behilchas ha-Pesach, we already start asking regarding the laws of Pesach, koidim ha-Pesach, shleishim yom, before Pesach, 30 days. And Purim is already 30 days before. Pshimim lila, I mean, he says shtei shabbosis, 2 weeks before. But either way, he asked Rabbi Trav Nachman, since they did not extend that year from before Purim, and they already heard the lecture of Hilchos Pesach on Purim. So when the court then goes and sits later and intercalates the year, right before the end of the month of Adar, and then they're going to notify people, but the problem is, v'chimata reshiarcha marchik marcharkin lei, so when they're going to start sending out by the beginning of the month, people to messengers, so people are going to distance the messengers, they're not going to believe them. Because what are you telling me that you tell me in 15 days from now is not Pesach? I heard the rabbi lecture a few days ago that we have to prepare, we have to do agalo, we have to do all these different halachas. And what are you telling me that we have another month of Adar? And therefore, people are going to start being careless with chametz because when it's really Pesach, they're going to say, what do you mean Pesach was a month ago? What are you talking about? And they're going to start eating chametz on Pesach. So they've asked Rabbi Terev Nachman, how can you say that it's Me'uber and Mekudesh, even though they went and sanctified it, but no one's going to listen because of it was already fit to be Nisan, it was already so late in the game. So Amalei, Rav Nachman responded to him, he says, no, may the idea, people know, the shata me'abarta, that to extend the year, b'chush banda tal yamilsa, it's contingent on calculations. In other words, the summer and the winter, since it goes according to the calculation of the solar tekufa, it's the equinox and the solstice, and that's why it's called tekufa, which is the word of makif, because that's how the sun keeps on turning, there's like four corners as it goes around. Now, when there's an increase of the, since the solar year is longer than the lunar year, more than enough, so then it's going to delay the Aviv after Pesach, because our Yom Tovim go after the lunar year. So they know that it has to come to a point where it has to be calculated and figured out exactly how do we match up the solar year, which is longer than the lunar year, so we add an extra month, which makes it 30 days, and then it keeps on falling back, and then we catch up again every few years. So Amri, they're going to say, that the rabbis just weren't able to calculate them until this point. And therefore, it says Rav Nachman, it's not a problem. Although that really, we shouldn't be doing these calculations so late in the game, which is, we shouldn't even be Ma'abra on the 30th day, definitely not be Mekadesh. But if it was, Uber, and then even Mekudesh, it will be. Because although people say, what do you mean? I didn't hear anything about anything. And you tell me now, what, the last day they went and they made into Nisan, into Adar Sheni and not Nisan? Can't be. No, people will not just be convinced that I heard the rabbi talk about the halachas of chametz on Pesach and then find out that it's coming up a new Purim and Adar Sheni. He'll realize that he knows that's a Rav Nachman answers to Rabbah that it's contingent on calculations, and sometimes it's hard to figure these things out. And could be at the last second, in the 11th hour, they figured it out, and therefore he answers Rabbi's question, they won't be mezalzel on Pesach, even if we're ma'adr mekadesh, the new year, meaning the adr sheni, all the way at the last moment.